Excerpt number one from Rabash concerning the Hanukkah candle. Now we can explain the question, what is Hanukkah? As we explained the first state, it is the work of correction of creation, which is to obtain the vessels of bestowal, with which we can then achieve the purpose of creation. We can call this spirituality because we do not want to do anything for ourselves, but only for the Creator. As our sages said, an offering, meaning a burnt offering, is all for the Creator, completely spiritual. There is light of Chassadim. Excerpt number two. This is from Rabash concerning the Hanukkah candle. The miracle of Hanukkah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. According to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal. The domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with vessels of bestowal, because there was control over the work of Torah and Mitzvot there as well. This was on the outside. It is far more so in the thought. They would govern the thought, so they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sidra Achra are only about removing them from the Creator, and remoteness and separation come only by disparity of form, known as self-love. Most safest to go after the friends, cling to the friends. And excerpt number three, this is from Rabash, the miracle of Hanukkah. The governance of the Greeks, which is the opposite of the way of Judaism, the matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. This is called the war against the Greeks. This is when real work begins. Namely, that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to Dvakut with the Creator. This path is called faith above reason. The Greeks wanted to control the body so it will not relinquish anything the reason agrees to it.
They didn't fight the Greeks. Excerpt number four from Rabash concerning the Hanukkah candle. Hanukkah means parked here. This means that the 25th of Kislev, Kaf Hei v'Kislev, so that wasn't the end of the war, but only a pause. It is like an army that wants to start a new major assault. So it lets the soldiers rest and regain their strength so they can continue the war. He said that there are fools who think that they received the order not to go forward into enemy territory, but to rest, because they have finished the war, and there is no need to defeat the enemy anymore. It turns out that Hanukkah is still not the completion of the goal, but only the correction of creation. It completes the vessels of bestowal, meaning acts of bestowal. Clarified and clearer. Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, letter number 26. When one walks on the path of the Creator, he is given many awakenings from above, in the middle of the prayer, or while studying Torah, or while performing a mitzvah, commandment. This awakening enters the heart, and he begins to feel the flavor and grace of holiness. However, one should know that he was given this abundance only so as to gain new strength and be able to grow stronger in the work, that he will engage in the battle of the war of the inclination. Then, each time, he is given a temporary rest, meaning upper abundance. For when the awakening from above comes to a person, it seems to him that there is no longer any work, any war. For at that time, he begins to feel the beauty and glory of holiness and the lowliness of corporeal matters until he resolves to work only for the Creator. But since a person did not really finish his work, the awakening that he was given is taken away from him, and he soon falls into his previous state, where he feels grace and beauty only in corporeal things, and regards matters of holiness as redundant. At that time, he engages in Torah and mitzvot only out of compulsion and coercion, and not because of the desire and joy as when he had the awakening. That awakening is the Chanukah candle. Therefore, if he is smart, he should always exert until he is helped from above to be rewarded with real wholeness.